Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, and we're actually recording this via Zoom for various, you know, reasons. We got the technology figured out. I have Susan and Kelly from Big Brothers Big Sisters with me. How are you guys today?
We're great. Yeah. Start to the week so far.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, we're recording this a week in advance. So thank you guys for both joining me. And I'm curious. I know Bill Mishaw started Big Brothers Big Sisters quite a few years ago, and he actually is the one we named our Volunteer of the Year award after with the Chamber of Commerce. But tell me a little bit about the mission and what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about.
Yeah, so Big Brothers Big Sisters has been in Durango for several years now, and we really believe as an organization that everyone needs a mentor. I think often people think that our organization serves a certain demographic or you have to qualify in some way. But I think when I reflect on my own life, there are so many mentors that I've had and continue to have that pour into my life. So we really want to provide that service to other youth in our community. And so we do that through matching one-on-one mentor relationships between students ages 6 to 18 with adults in the community. And Kelly can share a little bit about kind of our program format. We do some school-based and some community-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at one point our community had, I think, a site-based program in every elementary school. And then COVID came and our school programs got shut down. And so we are in the process now of rebuilding all of that programming. So we're starting with a couple programs this year. So we have some after-school programs at Riverview and Park. And then we are also starting a mentoring program with high school students at Big Picture and Park Elementary. And we're calling that Lunch Buddies. And that is where we're having high school students meet up with young people during their lunchtime and mentoring there. So, yeah, so we're in the process of rebuilding some good programs with our schools.
And currently, how many, you know, kids are involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, right now we have 50 matches. Most of those are community-based matches. And we have a number of students still on our waiting list. So right now, I think we have close to 20 littles who have expressed interest, have gone through the enrollment process, and are just waiting for a mentor who's willing to match with them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously, the one of the big questions is, you know, who can be a mentor and how much of a commitment does it? I mean, are we talking hours and hours a week or are we just talking a couple hours a week?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our community-based bigs, like I was saying, we have our community-based program where bigs are able to meet and schedule time with their little and family directly. And we ask that they meet with their little 2 to 4 times a month for anywhere from 1 to 4 hours. So it really can be a very commitment ask that they spend time together like that for a year. And many of our matches go far longer. It just depends on, you know, details of their lives and if they're still available or if people move out. But many of our matches will stay matched until they age out of our program at 18. And then Kelly can share a little bit about our school-based program and the commitment for that.
Yeah, so our after-school programs at Riverview and Park it's once a week for, you know, between an hour and a half, somewhere in there. And so, you know, that there's an option for matches to meet outside of those site-based programs. But really, if that's what a volunteer, if that's the time that they have available, you know, once a week for about an hour.
Now, do I have to learn algebra all over again if I decide to, you know, become a big and participate? Because, you know, math scares me anymore at my age.
Or do you have relatable. I think they can, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point to bring up. Because I think so often they teach us so much. But right now, our school-based programs are only in our elementary school. So elementary school math is the limit so far.
Yeah.
You're saying even I could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it. Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and roll you if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, when I was at Fort Lewis College, we actually had the Study Buddy program, and we mentored a lot of student athletes with the littles. And I remember a mom showed up one time at our athletic office and said, "I need to talk to XYZ, athlete." And we're like, "Oh, what's going on?" And they said, "I just need to tell him thank you." And we're like, "What? What?" And she goes, "I need to find out what he told my kid, because he's getting straight A's now. And I don't know what he," and all the basketball player told the kid was, "You get A's, you can sit on the bench during the game with me." And that's all it took for the kid to focus and have a mentor that believed in him and made a difference. So if someone's wants to become a big, what's the process they go through? I'm assuming background check, things of that nature, but what does that process look like, and how do they sign up?
Yeah, so for our community-based program, we do a background check and an interview, and then reference checks, and then we do a home evaluation. For the school-based program, because they aren't meeting in their home, they don't require a home evaluation, but still the background check, the interview, and the reference checks.
And some of the things that you might want to do, I mean, you can, whether it's taking a kid to the park, or even going fishing, or just probably a lot of the activities we do as adults, and just then having a little with us, because I have heard of such incredible strides, not only with that story I told about Fort Lewis Athletics, but just the mentoring that takes place and the true bonding that does occur. And like you said, many times, from the, they're 6 years old on till they'll turn 18 and they graduate out of the program. And what an influence a big can be for someone.
You know, that's a
Yeah.
really good point. The high school students that I'm working with for their internship to mentor at Park, I have four students, and three of them were littles. And they had a good experience, and they remember so vividly like what that was like for them. And it's kind of inspired them to mentor themselves. And it was really simple things, like just having another adult, that's not a parent in their lives, that, is supportive of them and connects with them. And, yeah, taking a walk on the river trail, simple things. Some, grabbing ice cream, going, some kids going to the grocery store, just hanging out. Yeah, young people really appreciate that. So.
Well, I would assume just being a, obviously being a mentor in all facets of life, and then during that process, the connection and the conversation that occurs really can help the littles, and getting to know what they do. And so you mentioned, kind of the matching. So do you take like what my interest might be, and then look for a little that would be a good match?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. So we really want it to be sustainable long term, and really ultimately just easy to hang out and spend time together. So through our interviews and through our application process, we really talk a lot about interests and values, and try to match based on those common things. So they have a lot of common ground to build on, and they can support the student, the youth in what they want to pursue. So some matches may have similar career goals. Some of them may have similar hobbies that they want to develop, or some of them just may have a lot of common values that they're able to build a relationship based off of.
So I'm curious, what are some of the, the reasons that you hear? I'm assuming a lot of people I don't have time to do this, or what are some of the things that are the misnomers that you hear? I'm gonna use the word excuses that people will say, especially the bigs that say, "Oh, I don't have XYZ." What, dispel some of those things that people have misconceptions.
Yeah, I think time is definitely one, that it's a really big time commitment. And it is. We are asking for a high level commitment from a volunteer. But I think what I would want people to recognize is that it's something that's very sustainable. We're just asking you to allow a student to enjoy and share, and honestly enrich some of those things that you already do. I think another one that we hear sometimes is people don't feel like they're qualified. I think sometimes they think of like, okay, like I need to be a life coach to this student. Yeah. And I think more often than not, it's just being available. So often I think that you may feel like, okay, we're just hanging out, like I'm not mentoring them. But I think that they can take a lot of things from the way that you live your life. And also just knowing that they have someone in their corner who believes in them and who's available should something come up.
And if somebody has other, sons or daughters, is it, possible to integrate all of a little into the whole family then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we do encourage a one-to-one match,
okay,
that the little is able to spend time directly with their mentor one-on-one. So I think there are opportunities for them to do dinner together or to do an outing, but we really want to provide that one-on-one experience.
And again, if someone is interested, what is the best way to reach out? Is it to one of you? Is it an email? Go to your website to just start doing the investigation of finding out what it takes and if they, might be a good fit for the program.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. Our website is bbig.org, and you can also reach us by email at mentor@bbig.org. So mentor@bbig.org. And then also you can give us a call. But there are a number of ways to connect with us, and we're always excited to hear people from a lot of different walks of life. I think there may be someone who's like, oh, I don't have that. I'm not that mountain biker like like Durango often seems to be full of. But there's a child out there that has a specific interest. I can guarantee one of the 17 kids that we have waiting that you would connect well with.
So do you have any kids that need to learn how to tie shoes? Because I just had my back surgery and I have to tie. So Kenny Hook, not kidding, of course. But so what's a big success story that you have? Share something with us that, that you go, wow, this really pulled on my heartstrings, that made a difference in a young child's life or young adult even.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help but think of, Jen Bartlett, our executive director, who has been matched with her little for 7 years.
Yeah.
I think. And, like Susan said earlier, we really want that one-to-one relationship, but matches that, folks that are matched for long periods of time, they really do become part of each other's family. And, we have a board member who, he's on his third little, but he was matched, a couple decades ago with a young person, and, his little is now an adult and they still keep in touch. And, it just really, I love the work that we do. We bring people together, and more often than not, those relationships, they last for long periods of time. Of course, matches close because, people move and things like that. But those are two stories that I think, and I just hear more and more when you talk to someone that has been a little, that experience, whether they were matched for a long or short period of time, the impact that that's made on their life is really profound.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference.
I know Jen very well, and I just want to throw, be lighthearted, but that poor little trying to keep up with her. all of the things that Jen does and that energy she brings is just contagious. But we're about 30 seconds away from having to wrap up the interview, but one more time, your website.
Yeah, it's mentor@bbig.org.
And people can email. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, and people can email us at mentor@bbig.org. And our phone number is 970-247-3720.
Another thing I want to point out, too, is once you become a big, you're not alone. There's support. There's wonderful, gatherings, things like that. That if you have a question that the little asks you and you're like, oh, how do I handle this? I'm sure there's a lot of support. So, Susan, Kelly, thank you both for joining us. And we're going to have to wrap it up and send it back to the studio. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.